convene the work session on House Bill 4033. We have just received a set of amendments from very hardworking and dutiful staff. Thank you. Would anyone like to recount what these amendments do?
Are you serious?
I am serious.
Okay, I will tell you what they do
in general.
In most layman's terms, and we will have our experts from Treasury here. We have what is going out now as Measure 11 on the ballot. That's the OHSU capital bonds referral. There is a fallback under that referral that says that if the referral for general obligation bonds does not pass, then the treasurer is directed to issue tobacco revenue bonds. And these are tobacco revenue bonds, and so the purpose of these amendments is to bring House Bill 4033 together with Senate Bill 832, so that the bonds, if revenue bonds are issued under this bill and if they need to be issued under 832, they will be in parity. They will be of equal priority, so that one doesn't have precedent over the other for any purposes, and that will help basically bring the best rates for both, so you're not selling the bonds to bondholders whose interests may later become subordinate to some later issue of bonds. So that's what the purpose of these amendments is.
Harrison, you're comfortable with that synopsis? Come on up.
Harrison Conley, Legislative Counsel. Yes, I am generally quite comfortable with that. I thought I should probably go ahead and put on the record, because we were dealing with Senate Bill 832, which is already in effect, we could not, and given the title of this bill, we could not change the superiority clause in that as relates to any subsequent revenue bonds that may be issued by the legislature, may be authorized by the legislature. So, yes, these bonds would be in parity with the 832 bonds.
Should they be issued?
Right. And these bonds will be in parity with any subsequent bonds that you may issue secured by the same revenue stream. But we did not make these in parity with any subsequent revenue bonds that you might authorize.
Fair enough.
Glad you think so.
Sounds exactly like what Representative Shetterly said, or something close to it. Like your explanation better. A little more straightforward, fewer words.
That's because I'd already...
found the opposite to be true. I thought this was much more comprehensive, although it did have more words.
Oh, I thought it was fewer words and much more comprehensive.
Actually, he had a little more passion, I thought.
Yeah. You don't speak in Shetterly's monotone. We appreciate that.
The diction wasn't quite as good.
Okay.
Mr. Chair.
Do we...
have any more testimony?
Chuck or Kate, you need to testify on these, feel a pressing need?
For me, if you like.
Anything you want to get on the record? Well, you say those words and they, yep.
No, for the record, Kate Richardson, State Treasury. These amendments were the work of our staff and bond council today. Put them in the form that should work the best with the prior bill and move forward so that this can be something that can be relied upon if need be.
Thank you.
Okay.
Representative Shetterly.
Mr. Chair, I move the Dash 1 amendments to House Bill 4033.
Representative Shetterly has moved the Dash 1 amendments into House Bill 4033. Any discussion? Any objections? Seeing none, ordered.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Shetterly.
Move House Bill 4033 as amended by the Dash 1s to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Shetterly has moved House Bill 4033 as amended by the Dash 1 amendments to the floor of the House of Representatives with a due pass recommendation. Any discussion? Any objections? Seeing none.
Representative Schrader? No objection there.
Seeing none. So ordered. Would you do us the honor?
Oh, can't wait.
Yeah, I figured you might like this. We will close the work session on House Bill 4033, and we will...
You want to recess or you want to adjourn?
We will adjourn.
I don't think we're coming back.
Until approximately 9:30 tomorrow morning.